All right, everybody. Happy Wednesday. As far as I know, I'm supposed to be having, I mentioned, I was going to be having a guest yesterday, but for some reason, at the last minute of the show, it skipped my mind who it was. I had forgotten. It's supposed to be Carolyn Yeager. Of course, I've had her on before. Having her on again because, recently she had left, she was invited to leave RBN. And, I emailed her to find out what was going on, and she didn't know. She just said that, her show was canceled. Of course, she has a show on two other networks, and those are still going. Anyway, I see she just called in, so we'll go to her at this time and get the story from her as to what's going on. How's it going, Carol?
Good morning, Charles. It's going just fine.
Yeah, it's been, at least, 6-7 months? I think I had you on earlier this year sometime.
It was probably early this... I don't know when it was.
Yeah, I can't remember now. It wasn't that long ago.
It was a while back, but it probably wasn't as long as it seems. You know, there's been a lot going on this year. So it fills up the time, and it seems like more time than it actually is. Well, I'm glad to be here this morning and to talk to you and your listeners because I have a lot to say.
Excellent. You know, before we do that, why don't you mention where... people can catch you now since you're not on.
You just said that I had I was on two other networks. No, just one other network on Voice of Reason network, which is at www.reasonradio.com.
Are you on there two different times or something? I thought you mentioned you had different.
No, I'm on Mondays, Monday nights at 8 o'clock, and my show on this coming Monday, on Labor Day, is going to increase to 2 hours. It has been a 1 hour, and I'm going to go to 2 hours and have I've been live ever since I started with RBN. And it was really the end of May, and so June, July, August. That's when I started doing a live show at VOR rather than a taped show.
Oh, so you were only RBN for 3 months?
Yes, sure. Which is why it's not it's not like I was there for a long time. And the interesting thing, well, let me just say, finish what I was saying, that my program at VOR on Monday nights, the second hour is going to be call-in. So we're going to get back to some call-in. The VOR used to have call-in on Friday nights with Mishko and the other guy who I can't even think of his name right now, Dietrich. Dietrich and Mishko. That was a while back. Things do change, shift around. People leave.
Yeah.
They drop out. They have problems in their life, and they can't devote the time and so on. And so that's what goes on. But this business with RBN, I would not have said, I don't intend to say anything derogatory.
I tell you what, we got a break coming in.
I hear it. Okay, sorry.
Back. Sure. Yeah, back, folks. Hey folks, this is Charles Giuliani from the Truth Hurts Show. Are you looking for that perfect gift to give someone that will open their eyes to the truth about 9/11 as being an inside job or about the ongoing conspiracy for world government? Then let me recommend to you my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 and The New World Disorder. These books are fully documented with the most authoritative and irrefutable sources that make it impossible to deny the reality that our leaders are a bunch of corrupt tyrant wannabes who want to rule the world with an iron fist. The 9/11 book covers all the details of 9/11, proving again that it was an inside job, including a history of state-sponsored terrorism. In the New World Disorder book, you'll find everything covered, from how the elites hijacked our banking system, our media, academia, and even organized religion. The assassinations of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, you name it. Just go to Amazon.com and search for my name, Charles Giuliani. That's Giuliani. And you'll see all of my available titles. So again, just go to Amazon.com and check them out today. Hi, folks. This is Charlie Giuliani here from the Truth Hurts Show. I'm here to tell you about my friend Mike Anthony, who has a great line of affordable herbal products. His products cover every known ailment under the sun. My personal favorite is Rapid Heal. Not only will it rapidly heal any injury you might be suffering from, internal or external, but it also serves as a great painkiller. He's also got a formula called System Toner, which can help you maintain your health on a daily basis, enabling your organs to function properly and provide many nutrients that aren't readily available in the average diet today. He's got what's called Dragon Juice that gives you energy healthfully, naturally. He's got another blend called Infection Killer, Cancer Blaster, you name it, it goes on and on. He's also got Herbal Teas, an arthritis formula. So give him a call today, folks, at 845-231-1094. Again, that's 845-231-1094, and tell him I sent you.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
All right, guys, welcome back. Yeah, we were talking before the break about, RBN. Did you only have one show on a week there? I'm just curious, because that might explain what actually happened. Although the fact that you weren't told, you were just outright, just...
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's the way it happens there. I don't know. Let me clarify the first thing. I started at RBN, and I called John Stadtmiller because I was having a little trouble getting shows posted there for a while and getting things done on time at VOR, and I got a little irritated. And so I said, I'm tired of this, and I called. I didn't stop my show there, but nothing was happening. There was a break every so often. It actually only happened twice, but where people wondered, well, I didn't get to do a show. That's just because there's not enough help there, and only one person does everything. So if that person can't do things, things don't get done. So, but that's kind of been fixed up, for quite a while now. But I called, so I said, well, I'm gonna call RBN, and I really didn't think I would get a show there. But John Stadtmiller, talked to him, and he gave me this Saturday night spot, Saturday evening. Actually, wasn't a bad time at all, 6 p.m. Central, for an hour, once a week, which I only wanted a weekend, once a week, on the weekend, but I wanted 2 hours. Well, he couldn't give me 2 hours, he gave me 1 hour. So I did that for a month, and maybe I did 5 shows or so, and then for some reason I called him again, because that 2 hour slot was still available, and I wanted to get in that two hour slot on Sunday, and he said, well, he couldn't give me that. That was reserved. He was moving somebody else there. He has all these things reserved, and then he says, well, I've got this 9 o'clock, and that's when pastor, I can't think of his name. He was on RBN at 9 a.m. and he was leaving. And so he said, you can have this 9 a.m. daily show. And I said, I don't want a daily show, really. And he said, well, that's all, I can offer you that. That's what I can offer
you. Yeah, see, he likes Bill.
I'm not trying to exonerate him, but a lot of times if you have just one show a week, he doesn't like that. He wants you to fill up a five slot, you know, 5 day
a
week.
Yeah, well, he was looking for somebody to fill this 9 a.m. slot. And I didn't think 9 a.m. was quite the right place for my content, but I thought about it. And so about 24 hours later, I called him, and I thought, well, that might not be bad. I kind of warmed up to it. And I said, all right, I'll do it. I thought it's better to be on 5 hours a week, for a one hour at a time than only 1 hour a week, even if, so I did it, and I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was going along just fine. And then all of a sudden, I was called last Thursday afternoon that my show, it was like somebody calling me to tell me the death in a family. And you know who called me? The board operator. They call them producers, but I don't know that they're not really, they run the thing while you're on, They do several of them. So he called me to tell me, and he didn't enjoy it, but he was given the job. And he had no answer except John wanted something more fast-paced. Well, then I put it together that he had gotten this radio station. He had gotten his network on this Dallas radio station, and he was trying to get more radio stations. And then I thought, that's the reason, because, I talk about Hitler, and, I'm pro-National Socialist in a lot of ways, and I talk about revisionism for World War II and Holocaust and so on. And he didn't seem to mind that. He never censored. He never talked to me. He never called me. He never spoke to me. He doesn't, and every host says that. He doesn't interfere with their content. But if he decides that he's got something else he'd rather have on. Now, the only other thing I'll say is that this person who is in that spot now is just the opposite of me in every way, and I think is putting out disinformation, what I call disinformation. He may believe it, though, so he is just the person who sells a lot of products, and so he spends... I listened to yesterday's show because somebody wrote to me and said, he said, here's what this guy said yesterday. He said that the Nazis won World War II and that the America's space program is run by the Germans.
Yeah.
And there was something else. And that Gordon Duff is a good friend of his. So I said, I have to listen to that because I didn't know if that was true. I thought that's... Really? And it was all there and other worse stuff. I mean, he spent about the whole time selling stuff. He sells stuff. He's got another radio program. I don't want to spend too much time talking about him, but it's all about selling. He's talking about cancer everywhere, Fukushima, cancer. And now, then he comes up with his products that are going to save you from it.
Oh, geez.
And he was talking about chaga mushrooms. He's selling chaga mushrooms. Which the Chinese use to prevent cancer and so on. Really? I mean, all I want to do is try to tell the truth as I know it, and I don't sell anything. I never have.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I mean, I'm not against, sponsors, but if you're on there just selling your products. But this is what, this is less offensive than what I talk about, he thinks to the general public.
I mean, I'm all for herbs, too, but if you get an axe to grind and you're just trying to plug, that bugs me. But anyway, once again, just to let you go without even saying anything, that alone, regardless what his, if he has a legitimate reason, he wants to fill slots across the board.
Yeah, well, he doesn't do that. He has a few hosts that he gets on his own program once in a while, I guess. I'm glad he never asked me because I wouldn't have wanted to do it. And I think he knew that. You know when you're in tune with someone or not. And I'm not in tune with John Stattmiller, and he knows that. He can tell. So he has his people who will kind of kiss up to him and come on his show and tell him how great he is and so on. and say what he wants. I wouldn't say, well, I won't be on that network because of these things. You know, I'm not that much of a purist because I just want to get my message out. But I'm not going to play that. I'm not going to, you know, ruin my own message. Well, these people, I don't think they have a message. You know, the message that so many have is just this general anti-government message. That's pretty much what's at RBN.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for some exceptions, you know, and I'm not trying to put down RBN. Who knows? Maybe I'll be back there someday. But,
I tell you what, we got a break coming in. Stick with us, folks.
All right.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So, the main reason, how I got to get you on today, I wasn't even planning on really having any guests between now and 9/11 because I'm doing a series on.
Yeah, I've heard you do that.
Yeah, but you know, because this was something that had just come up, somebody emailed me. I didn't even realize that you were removed from, if that's the right word, from RBN, canned, whatever.
That is the right word, because some people like to say, oh, Carolyn was fired. You know, I wasn't fired because, I didn't actually have a job. I mean, I wasn't employed by them, you know.
Although, he views it that way when he sends you your contract to sign, you know, it makes it up.
Yeah,
like,
he does. You do get this contract.
Yeah.
Well, it's all, that's the way it works, you know. I mean, and I figure it's his network. He can do what he wants, but it isn't nice to let people go that way. I mean, I think John is a little bit of a...
Hothead?
A what?
Hothead?
Well, yeah, sometimes he's a hothead, but I think he's also kind of afraid of people. And I think that, you know, he doesn't want to hear people say, he can't face people like that, I think, or otherwise he'd do it himself. Or he'd have his wife do it, or he'd do it in a better way.
Well, I've noticed that the one and only way...
People with bad feelings, you know.
Yeah. The one and only way to remain on good terms with him is to constantly pucker up. I really think that's the only way.
I think so. That's why it's best, if you are a host, it's best if you just don't have to have any dealings with him at all, because if you do, you probably won't like it.
Well, my problem was I didn't. You know, I generally just stay out of people's way and do my own thing. But he got in my face many times, you know. He used to butt in all the time, like I mean, you know, on breaks. He grabbed...
Oh, really? Oh, really? You know, that brings back memories, because I knew that's where I used to hear you. I liked you, and that was the only thing I listened to, you know, was RBN then. I didn't know of anything else. And you had a show there, and I thought you were a good host. And then I don't know, people kept leaving. I knew he was letting people go.
About stupid, ridiculous, petty little things. Like one time, he was complaining that that I didn't have enough guests. When I was on RBN, I had far more guests. In fact, almost every show. But it seemed the few times he was there when I was broadcasting, I didn't have a guest, and so he was complaining. And even the board operator was there, and she says, "What are you talking about? He has guests all the time." She says, "You ought to show up more often and listen before you make a criticism." You know, it was. Oh, and then another time he complained about one guest that I had on, that I guess, you know, I'm supposed to know that he doesn't like someone and therefore not have him on my show because he doesn't like him. How am I supposed to know? He had a disagreement with this one guy, and you know, don't have him on.
Well, you know, he never said anything like that to me, but I do think, I did get the feeling, that's funny you say that, because the last couple of weeks I didn't have a guest, and I had had guests fairly regularly, off and on, you know, before that. And the board operator, the last week, kept asking me, "Do you have a guest today?" They never asked me that before. If I had one, I'd tell them, you know, because they'd have to call them. And I said no, and I just got this feeling, I'm pretty psychic, that they thought I should have one for some reason. I thought, I wonder if John is letting it know that he's not happy that it's just me talking. But there's things I want to say, you know, like you have things you want to say, and you don't want always to have. I'm not just a host to host other people. I'm there because I want to talk about what I think. So then I really think that might have had something to do with it, because I think he thinks a guest kind of dilutes, is more interesting to the listeners, or dilutes your own, message if he doesn't like your message all that much or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's funny, you know, it's nice when you don't have to please someone else.
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't feel like it was my show anymore. And he did try to censor, I'm not... what's the word? A Bible thumper, I guess you could say. I'm not a Bible thumper anymore. But at the time I was, and I wasn't preaching sermons on there, but on occasion I
you
would
were a Bible thumper?
Oh, I was, yeah, big time. And
I don't even remember that.
Well, I was a theology major years ago, and even though I, you know, found out...
Now you've turned around the exact opposite direction?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons for that is discovering... the Jew factor, seeing how, you know, we've been lied to by them, you know, about everything under the sun. And so that made me look at it a lot more critically. Geez, I wondered, you know, is this a scam too? Because I was seeing so many problems. And sure enough, you start looking at it, you know.
Yes.
If you're convinced it's a bot, you're not going to. Yeah, you're not going to see problems with something if you're convinced that it's a nice slice of apple pie. But once you're convinced it might actually be a lump of dog dung, then you're going to look at it more critically and say, you know what, this thing isn't infallible. This thing is filled with errors. It's, you know, contradictions, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, sure enough, the more I've looked into it with a critical eye, the more I realize the whole thing is it's just hopelessly, irredeemably corrupted with all kinds of problems. And, you know, to me, it's warmed over Talmudism is what it is.
Wow, you really do. You really do make some changes. Well, did you leave RBN then on your own?
No. I had a 5-day show a week, which I think he liked. You know, he wants that. And then I went to one day, so that definitely contributed to it. He doesn't like to have just one slot. It was a Thursday morning. You know, he wants the whole thing across the board. And sure enough, when he let me go, it's when what's his name came, who died. Oh, what the heck? What was his name now? An elderly guy. Huh?
Oh, Eustace. No, not Eustace.
Eustace. Oh, I can't think of his name now. He used to work for Mike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know who. I think I know. Isn't he Jewish?
I think he
was. But he was anti-Jewish or something.
Yeah, his big thing was
speaking. An anti-Jewish Jew or something like that.
He was.
Alan somebody, wasn't it?
Stump. That's it.
Alan?
Alan Stump. No, it wasn't Alan Stump. No.
That's Stone.
Jesus.
Oh, well, anyway.
Where did Alan Stump come from? No, but anyway, you know, he did a 5-day thing, and he, you know, he wanted that whole slot filled, so when he filled it.
I think during the week, I think that's right. He does. He wants a daily.
Stang! Alan Stang.
Only one days are on the weekend.
Yeah, it was Stang. That was his name.
Stang, that's who I was thinking of. Alan Stang, that's right.
Oh, my stump came in my head. But anyway, but there was more to it than that. I think it was just a matter of time. He was looking for an excuse.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's why he put me in that 9 a.m., because he wanted, he didn't want that empty, and he didn't have anybody.
Yeah.
So he gave it to me, you know.
That was one of his.
And I took it, but as soon as he got on this, he wants to get into actual radio stations.
Yeah.
And then he thought he wanted somebody different. So,
but I think that was the final straw. Well, there were two things. There was the religion thing. I mean, he was actually yelling one day, I'm sick and tired of this religious stuff. I think I did all of maybe 3 shows on religious themes, you know. And he happened to be in there, I think, when I did 2 of them. And so he got the impression that that's all I ever talked about. And it's just ridiculous. But the final straw was this. And who knows? He might have set this up to, you know, as an excuse. Somebody, some anonymous person, they didn't give a name, and they had some anonymous-sounding email, but they sent me an email. Well, we got cut off again from a break. I'll pick up with that when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
All right, guys. So, let me just finish up the story really quick, and then we can get into what you wanted to talk about, Carolyn. You know, a lot of people have asked, you know, whatever happened on RBN? Well, obviously, it's the Stadtmuller syndrome, but what actually led up to it? This was really bizarre. I got an email from some guy, and he says, Charlie, you're too good for RBN. That network has too many problems. You know, you should get out of there and get your own gig going or get with a better network, you know, blah, blah, blah. So all I did is write back and I said, oh, yeah, I know there's some problems, but, you know, things are working out for now. I'm going to stick around for now. Well, the guy turns around immediately and forwards my response to Stadtmuller. So, you know, obviously that was designed to make waves and ultimately to get me taken off. And that's what wound up happening. He didn't get rid of me right away. He waited till he found Stang, you know, to fill that slot. But, you know, that was the death blow. He wrote to me, Stadtmuller, as a result of receiving that email, and he was in a fury. It turns out several other people got the same email, and they responded similarly, you know, saying that, yeah, I know there's problems, blah, blah, blah. So the fact that we said we knew there were problems made us enemies now. We were supposed to say, oh, we love John. He's a wonderful man. He never throws temper tantrums and doesn't ever try to censor you, you know. So because we didn't do that, that's the only way to survive on that network. You got to pucker up. So, you know.
Yeah. I guess. Well, I don't know. I never, he never talked to me. He never.
Well, you weren't on there long enough.
Yeah, I guess. I think I was in a holding pattern there for as far as he was concerned.
Yeah. But anyway, enough of that. But, I just wanted to.
Yeah, well, you know what I really want to talk about, Charles, is your program from a week ago that I listened to after we had talked about me coming on, and I thought, well, I better see what Charles is up to these days. And you had Dave from Florida on at Dave from Florida, he's a kind of a regular caller guest of yours, and he made the comment at 83 minutes 55 seconds, towards the end of the second hour, and he said, and you were talking about, I don't know, you were in this conversation about the church that this lady had brought up and so on, and the power of the Jesuits and so on. And he said, and here's the big shocker, the Nazi party was Jewish. And you kind of said, yeah. And then he went on, okay, I said it, and people don't even want to hear that. And then he says, then the Ku Klux Klan was also started by Jews, and the NAACP was founded by Jews. That's true about the NAACP. I'm not sure about the Klan. And then I say, well, now Dave thinks that the National Socialists or the Nazi Party was equivalent to the Ku Klux Klan, the NAACP, and also to the Freemasons and so on. So he has a very negative opinion of it. I would be interested in talking to him sometime, but I'm glad if I have the opportunity to put out a different view this morning.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
See, with me, I find very often the middle ground seems to be the answer with a lot of these debates. I don't go to either extreme because I don't trust any governmental system. Now, let me just say up front, Hitler, is not half the demon that our little elite Jew pig buddies have made him out to be. No question about it. In fact, I'd rather have Hitler in the White House than Mr. Obama. But, what's that?
You ought to.
Yeah, yeah. But,
You know, Adolf Hitler was an honest man. And that's a whole big part of it right there. You know, I mean, what we want are honest people. Oh, just like what we've been talking about up till now, this morning.
I almost wouldn't mind a dictator in the White House, even a tyrannical one. If he would admit that that's what he is, at least the Russians got that. They knew they had tyrants in office. They admitted it. They openly flaunted it. At least you know what you're dealing with. But when these lying, rotten scoundrels, and by now it should be obvious, it just shows how dumb people are in this country that they can't see these scumbags for what they are. But, there's something to be said for that.
I think to really understand it, you have to get deeper into it because, It's not just that he was a dictator. There was a reason for that, and it was whether what they say about him is true or whether it isn't true. And I want to get into the lies because I'll just say right out in front, because I'm going to be saying this from now on. I don't care where I am. I'm not going to hedge around that Adolf Hitler was the best and finest statesman and leader and politician of the 20th century. And he was so far ahead of everybody else who was operating then. But also, he was a man of a high spiritual, moral, and intellectual accomplishment. So there you go. Now, how do I justify all that?
Well, now that's something I definitely would take issue with, the spiritual thing. I mean, he was definitely into Kabbalistic occultism.
He wasn't. Charles, let's get serious here. Where does that idea come from? How do you know that?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of pictures. They would actually perform basically cultic ceremonies.
Pictures? Was Adolf Hitler there? What pictures are you talking about?
Well, the whole Nazi party, I mean, they would go to India.
Oh,
they would try to create,
you know how big the Nazi party was? That's crazy. The Nazi party wasn't doing any of those things.
He had correspondence with Alistair.
You're making big generalizations.
I
can assure you, I can tell you, I know, that's why I'm not, you can't back that up. You know, you try to actually back that up and you'll find that you don't have it. It's not there. It's just in the imagination. People imagine it.
Correspondence with Aleister Crowley?
What?
Correspondence with Aleister Crowley?
What correspondence with Aleister Crowley?
There were several letters that went back and forth between them. In fact,
and where? You send me these, okay? I'd like to see them.
Aldous Huxley talked about this casually. It wasn't like he was trying to spread, you know, propaganda. He just talked about how they had.
You know, you're saying things, but where's the proof of this? You know, put it down, because there's a lot of stuff written. I have read tons of it on the internet where they say, oh, this, the same things like you're saying, and they don't show any evidence for it, but people just believe it.
Well, stay tuned. I'm going to actually be doing a show on that. As far as, you know, here's one mistake a lot of Christians make, you know, they want to find anything they can to you know, attack Hitler, and they'll say that he was, you know, he favored masonry, and they'll quote this one paragraph, which actually is a misquote. They're taking.
There you go. Most of it is.
Yeah, he wasn't. He didn't favor Masons. He threw the Masons out, is what he did.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's totally out in left field. But
the same thing with your cultism. He had no interest in that, and the only kind of occultism that was carried out in the SS under Himmler was just an interest in German history going back into paganism, what people call paganism, or German beliefs, you know, from pre-Christian,
right,
and so on, tried to get into the real Germany, and, you know, get it was a German nationalist thing. It wasn't about occult magical stuff or anything like that at all.
Well,
but all of that has been dreamed up.
Well, I found out otherwise. There were a lot of, you know, Goering was into it.
He was not. You know what? I want you to put up this. See, you're saying thing. This is what really bothers me. This is what I'm on the warpath about. That all this stuff gets put out there, and yet nobody really does a proper job in any way at all of proving it or showing any evidence of it that can't be torn down. That's real evidence. Just like, you know, you're going on and on about 9/11, and yet why can't people see that the same things that we're experiencing about the 9/11 event are what's behind all these other things too? It's the same people.
Yeah, but I have a problem though with anybody, whoever it is, trying to make a hero out of anybody.
Okay,
I mean,
okay, well, don't.
You're
okay,
almost.
You can have a problem with that, but what I want to talk about today is not that he's not trying to make a hero, but I'm trying to say that the Nazi Party was not Jewish anywhere. So can we get into that?
Yeah. You do that, though, I'm looking up, I'm trying to find where my notes are for this. Okay, I think I got it here. So, yeah, we'll delve into that when we get back, but I also wanted to throw a few things out here, even though...
I've got a lot to say, so I need some time to be able to do it.
All right, well, yeah, we'll see how we're doing for time. I'll save this for later if we have time. Anyway, but you did ask me, you said, where's my proof? Well, I got quite a few things here, but... Like I said...
Yeah, but I want to present mine first, okay?
Yeah, maybe just stay tuned and you can hear the show when I do it in coming weeks, months. All right, folks, put us right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Charles Giuliani from the Truth Hurts Show. Are you looking for that perfect gift to give someone that will open their eyes to the truth about 9/11 as being an inside job or about the ongoing conspiracy for world government? Then let me recommend to you my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 and The New World Disorder. These books are fully documented with the most authoritative and irrefutable sources that make it impossible to deny the reality that our leaders are a bunch of corrupt tyrant wannabes who want to rule the world with an iron fist. The 9/11 book covers all the details of 9/11, proving, again, that it was an inside job, including a history of state-sponsored terrorism. In the New World Disorder book, you'll find everything covered, from how the elites hijacked our banking system, our media, academia, and even organized religion. The assassinations of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, you name it. Just go to Amazon.com and search for my name, Charles Giuliani. That's G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And you'll see all of my available titles. So again, just go to Amazon.com and check them out today. Hi folks, this is Charlie Giuliani here from the Truth Hurts Show. I'm here to tell you about my friend Mike Anthony, who has a great line of affordable herbal products. His products cover every known ailment under the sun. My personal favorite is Rapid Heal. Not only will it rapidly heal any injury you might be suffering from, internal or external, but it also serves as a great painkiller. He's also got a formula called System Toner, which can help you maintain your health on a daily basis, enabling your organs to function properly and provide many nutrients that aren't readily available in the average diet today. He's got what's called Dragon Juice that gives you energy healthfully, naturally. He's got another blend called Infection Killer, Cancer Blaster, you name it, it goes on and on. He's also got Herbal Teas, an arthritis formula. So give him a call today, folks, at 845-231-1094. Again, that's 845-231-1094, and tell him I sent you.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, welcome back. Yeah, I'll just save this for when I actually do the show, and, you know, you can tune in. You can even call in if you want. But since we are running short on time, in fact, we're already in the final segment of the first hour.
I know. It goes fast.
Yeah.
Let me lay out something that I've got here. My question is for Dave and for you and for all these people who believe this stuff is, where does this information come from? Now, of course, people say, oh, well, Jim Condit has got all kinds of sources. Well, I've dealt with Jim Condit. I'm not going to get into Condit today, but I'm going to say one of Condit's sources, and one of the main sources for Jews in amongst the Nazis is this book, Adolf Hitler, Founder of Israel, written by somebody called Cardell, and the name is supposed to be Henneke Cardell. But on the book, it only says Cardell, and I'm questioning whether this person is a real person. I'm really questioning, because I was doing some research on this, and there's practically nothing about him. I think he might very well be just a pseudonym for a group of people who have put out this. And in this book, here's what he says. He says, this is quoted from his introduction. The reader might look unsuccessfully for a book which long ago disappeared from the market. It was an extraordinary and instructive investigation conducted by a German Jew, Dietrich Bronder, a high school teacher. And there is such a book. The title is Before Hitler Came. It was printed in 1964 and is about who in the Hitler's apparatus, and this is quoted from the book, of Jewish descent or being related to Jewish families were, and then it lists a whole bunch of these, starting with Hitler. Now, this Jewish German, this German Jew, Dietrich Bronder, was a socialist, a left-winger. He wrote this book in 1964 to put down Nazis, I guess, And he just said whatever he wanted in it. He doesn't have any proof in this book. It's just a bunch of charges of things. And this is what this founder book by Cardell is actually based on. And but notice that he says that these people are not. First, he makes out like they're all Jews, but then he says of Jewish descent or being related to Jewish families. Well, that means God awful. You know, it gets into things like that. They're, you know, in-laws from way back or something. You know, that can be so. They themselves are not Jewish at all.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of stuff they stick in there. But nobody ever mentions that. They just talk about a whole, he shows how all these people are Jews. Now, this book is, and I've gone through every one of these names in this long paragraph that he gives all these names. And I've got all the information on them. And I'm saying that not a one of them is Jewish except Edvard Milch, who everybody's always known was Jewish. He was one of the highest military people during the war. He was in the Luftwaffe under Goering, and he was half Jewish, but he was a loyal German. He really didn't practice his Judaism, but anyway, but he wasn't in the party. You know, he was in the Wehrmacht. So now to go on about this Henneke Cardell, the reason I don't think that he exists is that in the book, which is online, and you can look at it, and it only uses his first name. It's a weird-looking book. And it, on the copyright, it's copyright 1974, Cardell. And, you know, the book was written in Polish, and I think this is a Polish person, but they say that this guy is a German. But here's what it says. Translated by the Oficja Wydawniczych, this is for Polish words, Fulman, Warsaw, Warszawa, copyright 1996. The translation came out in 1996. The book was written in Polish in 1974, and it says in the copyright page, and in Poland is already sold out. Well, yes, very popular in Poland. You know the feeling of the Polish towards the Germans, and particularly towards the National Socialists in the Third Reich. So, and it says this introductory edition was translated by the publisher, again Polish. It's called the Mojeski Society, dedicated to preservation of cultures in San Diego, California. And the Mojeski Society is also available for distribution under the address of this society. So it's all. One thing I found out when I was dealing with Jim Condit is that he's a devoted Catholic, and Poland is the most Roman Catholic country or people today, probably anywhere. They are maybe other than Ireland, more than Ireland, because they have remained very, very faithful to Roman Catholicism. And one of their big arguments with the Germans over all the past years was after Germans became Protestant, and, you know, Poland is in the north, kind of, and so the northern Germans are much more Protestant than the southern Germans, who remained Catholic. They just hated Protestantism. I mean, they were taught very crude things in their Catholic churches by their priests, the Poles. It's known, you know, that the Protestants were the devil. I mean, you know, this was more important than anything else, you know, to these people. And you know, these religious feelings really run high, and they're very Catholic. And
no, but I mean, that worked the other way too. You know, although the Protestants hate the Catholics, they've been going back and forth. You know, my take is the hell with the whole damn mess.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the Polish attitude right now, okay?
Because
we're dealing with this Polish book here,
right?
And it says that. I'm looking for who is Henneke Cardell, and I'm looking him up on the internet. The only source, the only place where it says anything about him is on this Goodreads.com place where they have different authors. And there's a picture, a very grainy, funny, not good picture of a of a man who is a kind of a burly looking fellow. He could be German, he could be Polish. He could be anybody. I think he's nobody. It says this Cardell was born in 1922 in Friedrichstadt, Germany. He died in 2007. He's a male. His genre is history. About the author, it says, son of German scientist Rudolf Cardell. I couldn't find a Rudolf Cardell, German scientist. I looked all over for him, but that couldn't be found. And you know, on the internet, you can find anything. And every time, now the thing I really want to say before we run out of time for this hour is that everything I found on Cardell went back to this book and this little spot here on Goodreads. I mean, everything, every bit of information was the same information, just recirculated from this Goodreads place. And it all came back to the book that he wrote. Nothing else anywhere. So, you know, people think that, oh, yeah, he's real. See, look at all these. I do a search on him. Look at all these things you can
yeah,
find.
I mean.
They're all the same. They're all from the same place, and they don't say more than this.
Yeah.
It says, after completing Army Academy, he served as an infantryman in the German Army in Russia and the Balkans. In 1979, he was sued by the German state, which also confiscated all his possessions. In 1982, he was acquitted without any expenses pay. Now, if all this is true, wouldn't there be some other information, something on this in other places, you know, when this happened?
Yeah, like I was saying.
You know, on the Internet. I don't think the guy even is who, I don't think there is any Henneke Cardell.
Yeah, it's kind of suspicious.
Yeah, it is. And how many people are going to spend the time looking?
But wouldn't you agree, though, that perhaps inadvertently, at least, you know, Hitler was providing?
I'm trying to get to this evidence. You know, I don't care. We because everything else is speculation. I'm trying to get always to evidence. Is there any evidence? And now the evidence is in this book, Founder of Israel, which is a really bunch of garbage. I mean, this everybody, you know, that's pretty well accepted by most everybody except these people that use it.
Yep, we got another freight coming in. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Alright, everybody, welcome back. Heading into our second hour here. Once again, our guest is Yeager. Talking about,
Did you say my name?
Yeah, probably didn't hear me over the music. Sometimes it cuts me out. I hope the audience heard me. Speaking with Carolyn Yeager.
Yeager.
Oh, Yeager, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think you've made your point. I don't think we need to belabor that too much more, you know.
I want to go a little more into this book because it's very important. Now, the title of this book, when you go to the book, in the book, it's a strange cover, and it actually has two titles. It's the second part of it is Never Given. It's Adolf Hitler, founder of Israel, and only the last name of the author is given, Kardell, you know. And then the second part of that is Israel in war with Jews. Now, what does that mean? I'm going to tell you because this is what I find behind all of this anti-Hitler stuff, and Hitler was a Jew stuff, is that Israel in war with Jews means they are willing to demonize or to attack Israel as bad and connect it with the Nazis and then exonerate the Jews because Israel is not a friend of the Jews. That's their whole thing. They want to, you know, and you find this on Veterans Today. You find it on every disinformation kind of site. You find it in all this disinformation material. It's always that, well, the real evil behind everything is Israel and the Nazis. Hitler, you know, was part of all that, and the real Jews are the ones who are really suffering from all this. Do you buy that?
No. The real Jews are doing all of this. You've got some people, some Jews who claim to be against this, and I'm sure there are some, but, you know, the ones that are in the limelight are shills. And they're claiming that they're the real Jews. Either they don't know what Judaism is, because to be a Jew is to be that. To be a Jew is to be hateful, is to be, a supremacist and a liar, a cheat, a stealer, a killer. That's what Judaism is. That's what it's always been. That's real Judaism.
Well, so, this book says Israel in war, then it has a little dash on the cover, with Jews. So they're making it very clear that the Israel's war is with Jews.
Yeah, no.
You know? And then as we go on, this book has, I already read you the copyright page, then it has this, some pictures. And
I just want to say this.
Features. And we've got a picture here of Adolf Hitler, which is not Adolf Hitler. I've seen this picture, on the internet and so on. It says he's with high probability a grandson of the Jew Frankenberger, which has totally been false. It's impossible, and I've got that written on my website. I want to refer the listeners to my website, CarolynYeager.com, www.CarolynYeager.com. And on the front page there, or if you go to articles, you'll find an article that says... why Adolf Hitler was not a Jew and why something like that.
I'll tell you what, we got another break coming in though. We'll pick up there when
you
we
will
back.
Read all the facts about this and why it's not true.
Okay, folks, be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here we go.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I was going to make a point right at the break now, and then we got talking, and I forgot. I got distracted. But anyway.
What was? Do you remember it now or you don't remember?
No, but let me just say this, though. This is the problem. I think one of the toughest nuts to crack for me has been the whole Nazi question. I mean, obviously, there's been a tremendous amount of elite Jew pig propaganda regarding Hitler and the Nazis. So we have to realize that right from the top. But even having realized that, it's still difficult to sort through.
Let me try to make it a little bit easier, and let me go on with this the front of this book. They've got this picture of somebody who's supposed to be Hitler, and it's either not Hitler or it's something that's so photoshopped. It's got a strange helmet thing on the head, and then it looks like a beard, but it could have been just drawn in, you know. And then the nose is widened; it's all white. It's just been flattened out to look like a big wide nose, and it says that this shows how he looks Jewish, you know. And then this picture of Reinhard Heydrich, they always want to say he was Jewish. I don't think so. And then there's a picture of Adolf Eichmann where, yes, there's pictures of him where he looks like he could be, but he's not. You know, Germans, you know, people imagine they know what a Jew looks like. What,
so
you know,
that quote from Eichmann where he later said, you know, Hitler, we owe Hitler a great gratitude, you know, for the service he provided to Jews, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know the one I'm talking about?
Well, no, you need to quote it clearly and say where he said that.
Yeah, Eichmann, supposedly, right after the
war. Yeah, well, see, there we go, supposedly, and this and that.
Yeah, I don't know what the source is for that quote now. I'm trying to remember. But, you know, with retrospect, looking back, I mean, you can make that argument because, you know, because of the, quote, anti-Semitism that existed in Germany, there was a mass flux of migration out of, you know, the German states into Palestine. So
well, see, you're going about this kind of backwards because, you know, you're saying this happened and that happened, so this could be. It's all speculation. Now, Adolf Eichmann was not mentioned in this paragraph where they said all the Jews, you know, in this book. But he is in the book, big time, because they've got his picture right in the front with, along with Hitler and Reinhardt, Heydrich. I've studied him before, and he is not Jewish. Everybody seems to think he's Jewish. Some people say he was half Jewish. Now, this book says later on that he's a full Jew. And here's the facts about Eichmann. He was born in 1906 to a Lutheran family in Solingen, Germany. His parents were businessman and industrialist Adolf Karl Eichmann and Maria Schefferling. Her maiden name was Schefferling, very German. And after his mother died in 1914, they moved to Austria in the First World War. His father served in the Austrian-Hungarian army. Everything about his life is just German. I mean, there's nothing there. What he was doing is schooling and so on. And then how he got into the Jungfront, something, a youth section of Hermann Hiltl's right-wing veterans movement. This was, you know, not Hitler, a different. There was lots of right-wing movements at the time, nationalist movements. And in 1933, he went back to Germany. Now, where do they get that he was Jewish? Nowhere. Nowhere will you find in these where they accuse him, where they have any actual genealogy or any actual parentage, you know, or anything to point to. So,
what do you make of, you know, you look at the evidence of his body having been found, and it just none of it matches up. That appears to have been.
Who are you talking about now?
Hitler found outside the bunker, you know, and all the problems with the.
I don't know whether his body was found by the Russians. The Russians said they had this body, and the Russians were having. Very concerned with their prestige in the world, and they didn't show this body until much later. And then the body didn't really fit, from what I understand.
It doesn't at all.
Yeah. So, you know, there's no evidence for anything there. I think, though, that he did kill himself and he was buried there in the bunker. But they did burn him up pretty good, both of them. And you never hear about Eva Braun. Why do you always hear about Hitler's body? You never hear about her body. Now, you know, the second
what did happen? I mean, you know, why did they go out of their way to
Why did who go out of their way?
The Russians went out of their way to make it appear.
Why are you asking questions that you can't answer? You know, again, speculation.
You can't, right. But that's my problem.
This is how all this comes about, Charles. People want to answer the ultimate question. It's the same with 9/11. You should understand this. People say, when you talk to people who won't believe that 9/11 wasn't the way they say it was, or they don't want to believe it, they say, well, how could such and such have happened? Well, how could they keep this a secret? Well, how could this have been done? See, they want you to answer the ultimate question, and you can't, because there hasn't even been an investigation properly done. You know, it's just a bunch of lies. You see, so you have to go You have to go with the evidence, and then you have to make people answer questions under oath and so on. You have to have honest people. If you don't have honest people, you can't do anything.
Well, the good news about that is we can conduct our own investigations and see that the whole thing is BS, and so you don't have
but
to know
what's
exactly
happening.
What
you know what's happened. It goes so far, and then it gets caught up in disinformation. And you've got all kinds of 9/11 experts now, you know, amateur experts, arguing over the exact way that the buildings were brought down and what kind of explosives and so on. Why is that even important? It's not important, but that's what they're arguing about. Because
and a great many of them are Bergsteins, as it turns out.
What?
A great many of them have Berg or Steen at the end of their last names. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, they come in. It's infiltrated. You think everything is not going to be infiltrated? Everything is infiltrated right from the beginning.
Sure.
That's why we have to look at what facts that we know very carefully and build on that. And asking big questions at the beginning doesn't really work, except you know that there's something wrong with it. I mean, to say the whole Nazi party was Jewish is kind of silly, far out, and how does that work? Well, then they've got the reason that they want to do it, and I'll throw this in here now, is that this book continually repeats. This particular book is quite pivotal in how they go about this. They continually repeats that Hitler was an enemy of his own people. He hated the German people. That's what they say over and over again. The opposite of what's true. He hated the German people. He wanted to bring down Germany.
Yeah,
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
But that's what they say.
In fact, if you ever read Mein Kampf,
that's how they can back up this idea that they were all Jews in the Nazi Party, because they all hated the Germans. They all hated, themselves or something.
Yeah.
And they're all sickos, weirdos and psychopaths and so on. And they.
Tell you what, we've got a break coming in.
Disasters and economic turmoil. If we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The whole thing, that's what we have to get rid of.
Here we go.
We have to fix it.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We do have a caller on the line, but we're going to wait just a moment here to bring him on because Carolyn wanted to finish going through her list of...
Thank you. Thank you, Charles.
Sure.
I got, you know, I researched every one of these major National Socialist figures that are mentioned in this one paragraph in this book that he says we're all Jewish or in one way or another or related to Jews or something. And I just want to tell you what this list is. Rudolf Hess, no, he was not. He was not Jewish. Hermann Göring, no. And I got a long story on Hermann Göring as to maybe where that some of that came from. And then Gregor Strasser, they say, no, he was not Jewish. Joseph Goebbels was absolutely not Jewish. Alfred Rosenberg was not Jewish, and many people think because his name was Rosenberg that he was, whereas Rosenberg is a German name, and, you know, Jews have taken names. I've even found a Jew with the name of Jaeger not too long ago, and I was really upset with that. Because Jaeger is definitely spelled J-A-G-E-R with an umlaut in German, but it was definitely a German name, and I've never...
Yeah, it can get confusing. There's a guy...
They take any name you want, and they like names with Rosen in them. And Rosen is German, is a German word for, you know...
There's a guitarist with the name Malmsteen, who I thought was Jewish, but it turns out it's spelled S-T-E-E-N. Not E-I-N, and it turns out...
Well, you can change the spelling, you know, which if you want to, too. Spellings have been changed, so that doesn't really prove anything. You'd have to find out whether he was or not.
Oh, but yeah.
Now, another one that people constantly say was a Jew was Hans Frank, and he was executed at Nuremberg. He was not a Jew. He was not a Jew. Now, Heinrich Himmler... is called a Jew. He was no way a Jew, and I've got all his parentage and so on. And Joachim Ribbentrop, the foreign minister, was not a Jew. He doesn't even, he looks like a typical Aryan. Hans von Kudel, somebody I didn't even know, but he's a World War I flying ace, I found out. I don't know why they stuck him in there, but he was, there's no evidence that he was Jewish. I didn't find anything. I didn't find much about him. And Odilo Glubok, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but he's accused of, you know, being the Einsatzgruppen murderer, mass murderer. He's not Jewish. He's in this list. A guy named Wilhelm Hube, but actually I found that Wilhelm Kube. He was a Gauleiter of Brandenburg. He was in the party. He's not Jewish. Reinhard Heydrich, I don't believe is Jewish. Everything about Reinhard Heydrich being Jewish is rumors. Rumors. There's never been anything brought up. One of the things that's mentioned so much is that Wilhelm Canaris, who was the head of the intelligence service, you know, in Germany then, and he was a traitor, turns out, but he said somewhere, I guess it's, I don't know if it's written or what, that he had obtained photocopies proving Heydrich's Jewish ancestries. But, however, these photocopies never surfaced. Nobody's ever seen them. And he was a counter-espionage person. I think he was counter-counter. He was twisted so much, Canaris. And of course, he was an enemy of Heydrich, so who had the SS security service. So, and then he mentioned a guy named Erich von dem Bach Zelewski, being Jewish. He was a Roman Catholic, and his mother was Lutheran. But anyway, he was not Jewish. He was Polish. He had Polish background, Polish-German background, and he rose up. I have quite a bit here on him, but nothing that would back in any way that he had any Jewishness in him. Then they had this guy, Ritter von Strauss, who couldn't even find out who he is. There's not even a thing on him. I don't know. He wasn't very important. Unusual when you can't find a single thing on somebody. And then Ernst Hofstadter, who was kind of a party person and a friend of the Hitler and so on. He was a wealthy man, and he gave some money and so on. They say he was Jewish. There are lots of people repeat that. And I don't find anything that says that he was Jewish at all. Most of these people were Catholic, some Protestant, all Christians. Erhard Milch, as I already said, yes, he had a Jewish father. Philip von Lenhard, they say, was Jewish. He was a famous and very, very brilliant scientist, and he was a proponent of Nazi ideology, and he was in Germany. He worked in Germany. He was a friend of Hitler's, or he was an advisor to Hitler. And I couldn't find anything that if there was any Jewishness in his background. Again,
and of course, having a Jewish father and Jewish reckoning doesn't make you a Jew.
Well, some of them, like Magda Goebbels, her mother, she was conceived by a man, a non-Jewish man, and her mother didn't marry the man until after she was born, when she was still an infant. And he is her acknowledged real father. And then she divorced, and then she married a Jewish man. And they were together for several years, and Magda really liked this stepfather of hers, and used his name at the time. And then then her mother divorced him, and she married this Quant, this very wealthy man, not a Jew, German businessman, and he asked her to take that name Friedlander off of any of her papers or documents or whatever. Not to have that name, and she did. But now they keep saying that she was Friedlander and that her mother was Friedlander and her mother was Jewish, and her mother wasn't Jewish. You know, these are the, now that's one of the few where I found where there's another relative. But most of them, you don't find any connection whatsoever. I already talked about Eichmann. Julius Streicher, they say, was half Jewish. In this book it says Julius Streicher, half Jew. No, there's nothing about him being a Jew. My goodness, he really didn't like Jews. He was a real anti-Semite, and he wasn't just putting on a pose. Now there's more, like Heinrich Hoffmann, his photographer. They even say Eva Braun was part Jewish. Well, Christopher John Bjerknes says this, and says that she worked for Jewish photographer Hoffmann. Christopher John Bjerknes is another one who just lies. He lies about all this stuff, and he's another one that wants to tie the Nazis to Israel. He pretends like he's anti-Israel, but he's very pro-Jew. He does that because they're hurting the Jews. The Nazis and Israel are against, they're persecuting or making things bad for real Jews who are good people, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then this thing about Angela Raubel, they make a big deal that she worked in a Jewish academy. Angela Raubel was Hitler's half-sister. But the fact is, what she worked in 1920 was an economic association for high school students, that's where the information comes from. That's right. There was this organization, and the first action of this organization was the founding of something called the Mensa Academica Judaica in Germany, and it offered Jewish students two meals daily at bargain prices. It wasn't an academy, and it wasn't it was just a place where they went and could eat and have some socialization. More Jews, yes. And she worked there as some kind of a manager Some people say she's...
I tell you what, we got to cut to another break, and
okay,
when we get back,
well,
that's
the end of my list.
The list, yeah. It will take the caller when we get back. Stick with us,
all right. Great, thanks.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey folks, this is Charles Giuliani from the Truth Hurts Show. Are you looking for that perfect gift to give someone that will open their eyes to the truth about 9/11 as being an inside job or about the ongoing conspiracy for world government? Then let me recommend to you my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 and The New World Disorder. These books are fully documented with the most authoritative and irrefutable sources that make it impossible to deny the reality that our leaders are a bunch of corrupt tyrant wannabes who want to rule the world with an iron fist. The 9/11 book covers all the details of 9/11, proving, again, that it was an inside job, including a history of state-sponsored terrorism. In the New World Disorder book, you'll find everything covered, from how the elites hijacked our banking system, our media, academia, and even organized religion. The assassinations of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, you name it. Just go to Amazon.com and search for my name, Charles Giuliani. That's G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And you'll see all of my available titles. So again, just go to Amazon.com and check them out today. Hi folks, this is Charlie Giuliani here from the Truth Hurts Show. I'm here to tell you about my friend Mike Anthony, who has a great line of affordable herbal products. His products cover every known ailment under the sun. My personal favorite is Rapid Heal. Not only will it rapidly heal any injury you might be suffering from, internal or external, but it also serves as a great painkiller. He's also got a formula called System Toner, which can help you maintain your health on a daily basis, enabling your organs to function properly and provide many nutrients that aren't readily available in the average diet today. He's got what's called Dragon Juice that gives you energy healthfully, naturally. He's got another blend called Infection Killer, Cancer Blaster, you name it, it goes on and on. He's also got Herbal Teas, an arthritis formula. So give him a call today, folks, at 845-231-1094. Again, that's 845-231-1094, and tell him I sent you.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back. All of a sudden, the board is lit up here. We've got quite a few callers. I'll tell you what, callers, let's try not to take up too much time because Carolyn wants to get some important points made before the show ends. And I told her, you know, after 9/11, I'll have to get her back on. And, you know, 2 hours is never enough. But anyway, let's go to Ed in Louisiana first. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for taking my call. Carolyn, I just wanted to say I've looked into your work, and you've done a lot of work, and you've done a lot of research, but I want to say that in the 70, 80 years since the Nazi era, all of the history from that Nazi era has been changed, revised, and there's no reliable information from that era, first of all. Second of all, the word Nazi And I mean, everybody wants to say, well, it was just the German Socialist Party. It was just meant the German Socialist Party. No. If you can't conflate Ashkenazi with a Nazi party, then because I know from being in my childhood and my uncles coming back from World War II and telling me what's really going on, I know for a fact that the Ashkenazis are the Germans who are Jews. And these, all these Steins and these Bergs and the Nazi party was named for the Ashkenazi Jews. And that there is ample.
Wait,
let me finish. Let me finish.
Oh, yeah.
Please let me finish.
Yeah,
let
no,
me finish.
You are
all right. And there is ample.
This is the problem that we have.
Wait, let me finish and then I'll get offline and you can make your comments, all right? Listen. There is ample evidence that Hitler was sending Jews to Palestine long before World War II. There's ample evidence of that. And he was complicit in...
Ample evidence without providing evidence. You know?
Let me see. I hope... Did he hang up?
I'm sorry if he's a nice caller of yours. But, you know, let me just say this. First he says, the history's all been changed. You can't depend on a thing. It's all been... See, this is the lie of disinformation. They say there's nothing you can know, so let's just speculate about what we think, you know, and our opinions and so on. The history has not all been changed. There is plenty you can know.
Well, when you said you looked into the whole list and you found that not one of them was Jewish, you know, where did you look to get your sources? You know what I'm saying?
I looked everywhere there was. I looked on the Internet. The only place, there was no place that I found that said that they were Jewish. The only place is this author and some of these sites, I guess, but I hadn't gone far enough to come up to those.
In reality, the only way to really know is to actually go over to Germany and go into German
documents. People don't have any evidence. Why don't they? They're the ones who are saying something.
But to say you went to the Internet, I mean, I do my share of Internet research, too, but that's not always, especially...
So what you're trying to say is that even though you don't have any evidence, you can say that they are just because you want to say that. When we know who their parents were, you know, they have birth records, church records, all of that stuff, that's what's taken into account in the official biographies of these people. And to say that it's all a lie and this other stuff, you know, that people make up, is or should be considered to be the truth, is ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. And he's talking about ample evidence. This is another trick. That's all they say. They go on and on. Oh, there's ample evidence for this. Even you do this, Charles. There's ample evidence for that. Produce the evidence.
I wouldn't call it a trick. We know elite Jew pig bastards frig everything up everywhere they go and manipulate.
But, you know, that is not a very... good way to talk about something. But to just say, well, everything's messed up, so let's just talk about theories, that doesn't make sense. That's what I'm really fighting, and it's really a hard battle.
My position has always been to have an open mind and don't cling so, you know, tenaciously to any...
What open mind? Open full of holes, it seems to me. You know, there's a lot of... open-minded when you don't know anything?
You
have an open mind, Charles, and you hear things. If you want to know whether it's true or not, you have to look into it. You can't just keep an open mind and the idea that comes along.
You sound like a religious person who's so convinced and...
I might, because you know what? I have to deal with this kind of stuff that people are saying without ever providing 1 ounce of real evidence. Not one bit of it. And I haven't heard a bit of it yet. Let's take the next caller, see what that one says.
Yeah, let's go to... let's see. I don't have a name here, but welcome to the show, caller.
Yes, I often heard it discussed about... Prescott Bush and Nazis infiltrating the U.S. government. I'd like to know, Charles, your view on that, and then
I'd like
Carol's
to know your
reaction.
Name. Why don't you give your name?
My name is Cadbury.
And so what did you want to know again?
I've often heard about Prescott Bush being a Nazi and that the U.S. government was sort of infiltrated by Nazis through the space program and such. I'd like to know, Charles, your view on Prescott, that whole Prescott Bush thing, And then I'd like to get Carolyn's reaction to it as well after I get yours.
Well, you know, Carolyn is a guest, and Carolyn's here to give her views, not her reaction. And my view, I have studied this, and I doubt if Charles has. But I have studied this intensively, and I have a record on this, and I've been talked about it on several radio programs, quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. And so whether Prescott Bush was a Nazi, no, Prescott Bush was not a Nazi. And
could I get Charles' view on that?
Hold on. After I finish, and the Nazis have not infiltrated the U.S. government. And so the whole Bush...
Well, wait a minute now. Are you throwing out the whole Operation Paperclip thing, that we didn't recruit Nazis?
Well,
after
Bush doesn't have anything to do with Operation Paperclip.
No, but you said we didn't have dealings with Nazis. I mean, the whole...
I said the Nazis haven't infiltrated.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know I'd use that word, but we definitely did. We definitely did recruit...
Well, he wasn't talking about Paperclip, Charles. He was talking about Bush, and he was talking about the Nazis infiltrating the United States.
Well,
I know what
Harriman, and yes, Prescott Bush, you know, the book, what's the name of it?
I know those books.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you discrediting all of that?
I went through all that, and you find that in those books.
Which enemy? That's the one I was thinking of.
Which one?
Trading with the Enemy?
Yeah. Well, I've been through those books, and those books are, you know, they give a lot of real information, and then they make jumps and leaps, which you can't make, and to make assumptions about things. And it's not a cut and dried case. In any case, it's not even with...
that's my point. It's not cut and dry, but you're making it out as though it is on your end. You know what I'm saying? You can't
well,
be
what I'm trying to do, Charles, is not that. I'm trying to say, show me some good evidence. That's what I'm saying. I'm not insisting that you believe what I say. I'm saying nothing has been
you know what? Actually,
about this
you're starting
stuff.
To break up for some reason. I don't know. Your voice is coming through.
Well, it might be. The phone's been going for quite a while.
Yeah. Anyway, caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
I think I've heard in the past, Charles, you talking about sort of that whole Prescott Bush thing. Is that something that you've addressed, or?
Yeah, I don't know about recently in the past, and I haven't, you know, seen anything to convince me otherwise. Prescott Bush was, you know, a piece of crap, and there was, you know, Wall Street connections with the Nazi Party. As to whether or not you want to think that's something good or bad, you know, that's up to you to decide, but. They definitely, and of course they were, are you denying?
No, there were not really any Wall Street connections with the Nazi Party. There weren't. There were not any what you could call really Wall Street connections. You know, you have to be specific. What were these Wall Street connections?
Well, again, we just talked about, if you want to call that Wall Street, you know, Harriman, you had Prescott.
Well, that wasn't Wall Street. That was... the Harriman Bank, and that was and I've been through all of the records of the connections of the Harriman Bank with Germany and with Poland and with businesses that were operating at that time and prior to 19
Motor Company and then
mostly in the 20s and then some in the 30s still.
But even on into the war years, they were.
Well, you know, this was common business going on all around the world. You know, Germany was always a major nation, even though they were in a terrible, depressed state. There was still money that people like Harriman could make by investing their money in industries that were
right.
There.
But see, there's the problem is we're dealing with Jew money. We're dealing with Jew businesses.
Well, you're dealing with Jew money right now.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, when I look at Wall Street, it's almost exclusively Jewish. I'm trying to understand if the Nazis were so successful in infiltrating Wall Street and such. How is it that this Wall Street is so overwhelmingly Jewish today?
They didn't infiltrate. How could you say that the Nazis?
Hold on, we got another break. We got another break. We'll pick up when we get back on the other side.
TeamSpeak.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Alright guys, welcome back. We're into our final segment here already. I wish we had more time because got another caller. Carolyn really didn't get time to go into some of the things she wanted to talk about. Inevitably, you know, when you get into subjects like this, of course you're going to have sometimes heated debates. But again, as long as both sides can acknowledge that there are some gray areas, we're probably, it's like 9/11. We'll probably never know what exactly happened. I'm open to any ideas. You know, I got a guest coming on next week, the no plane thing. I don't dogmatically insist that there were no planes, but there's some pretty damn good evidence, in favor of that side, and I think it's something that needs to be looked at. Don't poo-poo it away.
Charlie, I'm going to have, I'll just give a little plug for my Heretics Hour show coming up on Labor Day, this coming Monday. The September 5th, I'm going to have Anthony Lawson again as my guest. He is just doing a video to go up. It's not up yet. It's the brand new one to go up before the 10th anniversary. And he is adamantly opposed to the no planes theory. And he agrees now. He thinks now that that bringing some of this stuff up is part of what is causing the 9/11 movement to be bogged down into opposing camps and so on.
Well, my argument is 9/11 movement is bogged down because it's infiltrated by Jews, but that's another story.
Yeah, but what are they doing?
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, muddying up the waters, and but you know, it's like the people who get
everybody
mad.
Everybody who does that is not a Jew either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Sure. But you know, who starts these things? That's the question. Anyway, Colin, you said you wanted to finish up really quick, and then we get one more person waiting in the queue here.
Yes, it seems as though the people who always talk about Prescott Bush, Nazis infiltrating the government, always also like to talk about Freemasonry. Well, Charles A. Lindbergh and Henry Ford were supposedly Freemasons, so I really think these theories are mostly just a bunch of bunk, as Carolyn, I think, correctly points out. Thank you.
Okay, sure. If I understood him correctly, I think he was saying
yeah,
that...
Yeah, he bought all that stuff up and said he thinks it's all a bunch of bunk. Good for him.
Yeah, but no, it's not bunk. I mean, Masonry is a Judaic creation, and they've been using it...
Well, but whether he said what Henry Ford, and who was the other person he mentioned?
Oh, that's bunk.
Oh,
yeah.
He said that's
okay.
Bunk.
Yeah.
Listen carefully, yeah.
Well, but, you know, even if it's true... I didn't realize that.
Well, this is what I don't like, even if it's true. If there's no evidence, I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't looked at it.
I've never seen anything convincing. Yeah. My point is, even if it's true, it doesn't matter, because there's a lot of Masons out there who actually don't even know what Masonry
is.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah.
This idea
that doesn't
of,
mean anything. You know. Right. So anyways, yeah, my apologies to the caller. I didn't know that's what he meant. Anyway, let's go to our last caller, our buddy Mike Anthony in New York. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Charlie. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Carolyn, you said no evidence of Nazi activity in the United States. Well, I guess you're not familiar with the swastika building at the Navy base off in Coronado off San Diego.
Oh, Anthony. I am familiar with that. And, you know, I've seen pictures of that, and it just happened that way. It just was designed that way. Now, you can
there were no
blueprints out of it. I really don't think it's an important... point,
okay, well, that's just one point. Okay,
Carol,
I don't want to bog down on this one. I've got quite a few other points, and I don't want to tie you up either so you can make more of your points. I'm just laughing because I guess there were no blueprints when they constructed that building. Now, I used to work for IBM. IBM, the building I started in, was also swastika-shaped, which I didn't know at the time, and they were remodifying it just at the time I got hired.
Yeah, and you really think that if they were infiltrating and don't want people to know that they're going to design a building, a Navy, major Navy building in the shape of a swastika?
Well, obviously, once they get so established and comfortable, that's when they start
obviously.
To... obviously.
Truthfully, though, Mike, that in and of itself does not necessarily mean that they're, you know, Naziistic, quote-unquote, whatever that means, because the swastika long predated. I mean, it's been an occultic symbol for thousands of
Charlie,
years.
Sure, Charlie, sure, but... Yeah, but it doesn't have that kind of significance to us as Americans, since a lot of American blood was
lost. What are your other points, Anthony?
Well, I just want to say again, obviously that's a swastika building here in the U.S., Carolyn, whether you want to accept that or not. Now, after World War II, what was the main event that happened right after World War II? The creation of the nation state called Israel.
Right.
Yeah, well, who was doing that? The Allied victors.
Yes,
the Allied victors are responsible for that.
So that was just coincidence that World War II erupts, and then immediately after that, the plans are already ready to go for the state of Israel to be created.
The plans for that were far earlier than World War II.
Yes, and so...
So you want to say, then these two world wars are fought just... to create Israel, no other reason.
Well, obviously, you just said that these plans were well established prior to World War II, so
obviously
there must be a connection.
Why?
I'm not sure, Mike, what you're trying to imply there, though.
Obviously, Jewish controllers used World War II to set up the final scenario to justify to the world why the state of Israel had to be created. Isn't that obvious?
No.
Oh, okay. And You say that Rosenberg's not a Jewish name, so Julius Rosenberg, who was tried for treason,
yeah, I said Jews take German names. They take all kinds of names. Jews take non-Jewish names. Yes, they're Julius Rosenberg. They were Jews. Absolutely.
Right, but
that
Alfred
doesn't mean,
Rosenberg.
I want to challenge you, Anthony, and anybody else here to bring me some evidence that Alfred Rosenberg was a Jew. It's well known that he was not. And yet you keep wanting to insist it because you're so ignorant. Really, I don't want to call names to the callers. I take that back. But, well, I don't, because ignorance means lack of knowledge. The ignorance that because a name ends in Berg, you know, Berg, what about the revisionist Fritz Berg? He's German. He's not Jewish. His name is Berg. Berg means mountain. In German, and it's a common German name, and they added.
Well, I'm not
Rosenberg,
trying to drag
Rose,
it out.
Rosenberg, all I'm saying is you got those names.
Fine. All I'm saying is you got Julius Rosenberg, who was obviously Jewish, but now you're saying Alfred Rosenberg isn't. Okay, now according to your proof, which you can't provide, right?
Oh yes, I can.
Okay, and it's accurate. And
well,
so,
you know.
Okay. And so now, lastly. Who financed the Nazis? Did the Rockefeller family finance the Nazis and support them?
Oh, they did not. That's so stupid.
So then
that really is.
So
that
then
really
the,
is dumb.
Okay,
you
so
know,
then the report.
I know what you're reading.
What am I reading?
Well, you're reading all that stuff, you know, on those internet sites.
No.
That just simplifies
no, this was from
like that.
This was from death by injection or murder by injection. You
oh,
this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently
oh,
the Rockefeller family, they never lost any merchant ships.
And somehow has the real deal facts about who financed Hitler, and it was the Rockefellers.
Well, one of
I'm
the
sorry,
families.
We know we you know we have a lot of information. Why don't you read the book Who Financed Hitler? Is that the name of it? I can't even think of their name right now. Lamb? Not Lamb. That couple.
And the Kuhn family that. That was running an operation for labor for the Nazis in Germany.
Well, Carolyn, you did admit earlier, you said, well, we have Jew money today. So, I mean, you did admit, and how could it not be that way that, you know, Hitler was funded with Jew money? And so
of course. You know, if all money is Jew money, then what else are you going to use?
Who's the master, the lender or the lendee?
Charles, if all money is Jew money, in your opinion, what other money are you going to use?
Right.
I mean, that doesn't mean it comes directly to you.
You have a choice or not. When you borrow from that source, you become beholden to them, even if you're against them initially. And I honestly.
And how do you stay unbeholden as long as you're using U.S. Federal Reserve notes, Charles? Are you beholden?
Well, I'm not in power, though. I don't have an empire I'm trying to build.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, this is too ridiculous.
No, it isn't ridiculous. If I was power in borrowing money, now they have a reason to want to control my every move. They don't now. I'm not in power. I'm of no use to them. But when you're in power and you're borrowing money from them...
You need to understand how the Third Reich actually functioned financially, which you don't.
On that basis alone...
The Rockefellers gave them oil because they didn't have any oil, Carolyn, but you don't want to accept that fact, do you?
But anyway, unfortunately, Carolyn, we'll have it back on after 9/11. We can get back into some of these questions. All right, folks, have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Take care.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
The home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.